Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined, as always, with my partner and co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew Egren.
How's it going, Broko Haram?
Nice. Ryan Scharfenberg, producer.
Hey.
You know, it's funny, AJ, with his names thing, the other night, I was really stoned. And kind of drunk, too. Like, I was half in the bag. Maybe all the way in the bag. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was flipping through the channels, and I saw that Beethoven was on. And I was like, oh, dude. Like, this takes me back to, you know, being a kid. So I popped it on for a little bit. And it stars Charles Grodin. And I was just like, how long before Andrew comes up with Charles Grodin? Like, should I bring it up, or do I just wait for it to happen?
Right. I think you made the right choice, because who the fuck is Charles Grodin?
Yeah, so you never would have known. Never would have known. But what was the one you said just now?
Like Boko Haram, the terrorist group that kidnapped all those girls in Africa?
Didn't know it.
I feel bad for laughing now.
I didn't know it.
So neither one of you knew what it was, but
nope. You
laughed anyways.
I didn't fucking laugh.
It was very topical.
It was.
I liked it.
See, I was paying attention to the news.
Good.
A lot of people saw that and said, how tragic. I said, Boko Haram.
I think a lot of people hear AJ and immediately think, shut up.
Well, I guess I can give them what they ask for, but the show will suffer for it, sir.
All right. Well, that remains to be seen. I'm kidding. I still want you to talk.
Remains to be heard, really.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah. Fuck you. Watching on Ustream.
Well, Ustream.
See, that's the kind of brilliant comedy that happens when I don't speak up. So,
ooh.
Yeah, let's get some more of that going on.
Easy killer.
Yeah, man. You don't got to take out after Zach. Right. He didn't say anything.
Yes!
He didn't say anything disparaging.
I've got another 58 minutes to fuck around here. I might come up with something good.
That's right, he might.
Yeah, let's see.
What do you think of that, Andrew?
I'm excited, man.
All
it's
right.
going to be an adventure.
Are you?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty stoked, yeah.
I'm in a fucking terrible mood today, man.
Why?
Well, first of all, I got off work and I sat in traffic on the fucking tollway just there for 45 minutes straight. Like, after 45 minutes, I was seriously 5 miles from work, maybe.
You take the tollway?
Yeah, take Giles North Tollway to the Bush to 35.
Well, the tollway is supposed to be faster. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, there was a wreck at Frankfurt in the tollway, and it fucked everything up.
Buy a toll tag.
Yeah, you have a toll tag.
Oh, well, fuck me. I didn't know it was that easy.
I've always had a toll tag in my car, but I didn't use it that much until lately, but the toll tag is registered to my parents.
Oh.
So there's
it's like
that.
$20 a year for it, though. And
yeah. It's not bad.
It's like $1.25 every time.
Yeah,
you go
it's not a big
there.
Deal.
I'm from Houston, so tolls are totally fucking different over there. So.
Right.
Nobody uses the tollway there because it's pricey as fuck. So.
Oh, enough about the tolls. Jesus.
I'm interested in other cultures.
Ryan, please.
That's a toll pole.
It's a little different down there, Houston.
After you, go ahead.
You know, you've watched Big Lebowski a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
You know the way Walter reacts a lot of times when Donnie's talking? I feel that way kind of about Scharfenberg sometimes.
Yeah?
I just want to be like, Ryan, please.
Ryan, you're out of your element.
I'm kidding. Seriously. No, but I got my hair cut the other day, and I don't like it, and that's been really fucking bothering me. I look in the mirror. I don't know. I just feel like it makes me look like a taint.
Which would be different than any other haircut you've ever had?
It makes me look... I don't know. I just feel like I'm walking pap smear.
It's better than the cop cut you had a long time ago.
This looks like I look like a freshly shaved vagina. Wait, what do you mean? I never had a cop cut. Fuck you,
totally
Zach.
Had a cop cut.
When did I have a cop cut?
It's like the third episode of the show. You're like, my hair looks like I look like a fucking cop.
Oh,
like, holy
well,
shit, you're
that
right.
Was when my stylist fucked me up and cut my entire sideburns off, like all the way up to here.
Yeah, it's pretty
I mean, there's just no hair, like on both sides of my face. I was like, really? Really? Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is a great haircut.
So yeah, the haircut and the traffic, it has me all frazzled, but you know what? I'm always a professional when it comes to my work. I got a ton of stuff to get to today.
Great.
We got news with Zach coming up later. I hope he actually brought some stuff. Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody check out any of Zach's stories for the week that we were gone? I actually went through and read some of them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I liked the one about Denton imposing the texting and driving thing.
Yeah, what is it, like 8 days now?
Oh, dude, I don't know. The texting and driving is one of those things that's such a tug of war in my fucking brain when I look at it, because I'm like, it probably should be illegal. That is absolutely a hazardous thing. But then I'm also thinking, how many times am I going to get fucked by this law?
Yeah. It's like a red light.
Can anyone here honestly say that they never text and drive?
I do it very little.
Really?
I don't think it's surprising that is going
to
be a law.
Yeah, I don't think it's surprising either, but I still do it like a madman.
Yeah, no, I do it a lot. I try not to, but it's just, it's easy. You're sitting at a light, you're like, oh, fuck it, I'll answer a text real quick. I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard not to.
No, yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw it. I was like, guaranteed I will get a ticket from that.
I probably texted you like 6 or 7 times just on my way home from work today.
Yeah. I was texting somebody in my, you, I think, in that car. Andrew texted me and I almost texted him back.
Well, in California, well, in L.A. where my brother lives, you can't even talk on the phone. You got to be hands-free.
Really?
Yeah. And you got a ticket for that one. But it's really cheap. It's only like $15 or something. It's a goof. It's not even that big of a... I wonder if that's the way it would be of texting and driving here. Is it going to be slapping you with like a real... Hold on, y'all's mic is bothering me.
Go for it. I feel like in California, where John lives...
Hey, will you anchor that down again?
The problem is that every time I find a law that I think is cool and I think to myself, wow, I'd like to live in California because of that, like medical marijuana, I immediately find something that contradicts it in a way that I'm just like, that would really blow to live there. Like that one. Because guaranteed, I would be talking on my phone in my car at some point and get a fucking ticket.
Well, yeah, how can you not?
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, though, in later years, I'm worse about texting and driving than I am about talking on the phone and driving. I would say I do the texting thing even more because you can get knockout communication with multiple people at one time rather than individual phone calls.
Well, this is the weird thing about that legislation is that you can talk on the phone, and that's okay, but anything, any kind of typing on your phone, you get a ticket. I'm like, well, how the fuck do you make a phone call then? Like, you have to, what, do you pull over, dial, and then keep going? Like, how the fuck does that work?
Most phones today have voice recognition software, but I don't know that that's something that would, you know, that sure, they should be, I don't know that that's something they should be relying on when, in terms of making a law.
Have you ever, you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever used Siri to text?
No.
Really?
Never.
I've done it a lot when I'm driving.
Really? I never have used that.
It's actually pretty fucking handy.
I don't use Siri for shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Different strokes, different folks,
Siri probably hates me. I haven't spoken with her in a long time.
She probably thinks you're a gash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she even know my name?
Probably not.
Should I ask her?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
You know what I worry about a lot is I use the maps function on my phone a lot.
Yeah?
And doing that, it looks almost exactly like you're texting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Siri, what is my name?
You're Kevin. But since we're friends, I get to call you Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Thank you, Siri.
Kevin with a preloaded joke.
That wasn't preloaded.
You didn't know Carlos Spicy Wiener was coming?
Oh, I knew that was coming, yeah. But, I mean, it's been there ever since I got... Whenever I first had Siri. It's from Family Guy.
Okay, I could have sworn.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Family Guy joke.
When Peter is Han Solo and they're looking for him on Hoth or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You remember when that dude was running for mayor in New York and turns out that on Snapchat or something he was calling himself Carlos Danger? The mayoral candidate who was sending pictures of his dick to people.
Oh, I actually don't
remember. His name was Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, his exact name was. I do remember that guy. His last name was fucking Weiner.
Yep.
That guy was cool.
Yeah, why didn't he win?
Why didn't that guy win?
I mean, New Yorkers are cool with that kind of shit.
Can we get him on the show?
I could try.
Probably you could.
Probably not doing anything else. He lost the election, so.
I mean, Ryan won't, but you could.
I'll.
Oh, that reminds me, before I jab you guys, you know, before I fuck with Ryan and them too much, you know, I do owe you guys a little bit of a congratulations since, half of our show graduated last week, so that's kind of a big deal.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Congratulations, guys. Let's give them a little, something.
Yeah.
So, Zach the Youngblood Lewis, how does it feel to be graduated?
Weird.
Yeah.
It's, like, sitting around my phone, like, today, this is the first time I've left my house all day. I have nothing to fucking do. It's strange. I was out at a bar yesterday, and I was, like, with a friend, and he was talking to a couple other people. I was like, you know, I'm probably going to get the fuck out of here. And he's like, why? Where do you have to go? I was like, yeah, nowhere. I have no excuse. I have nothing to do. So I stayed and drank, and it sucked.
I did that for a couple of days after I graduated.
Most of the people I've talked to that graduated said that they've already consumed way too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Just because you have nothing fucking better to do.
And it's fun. And you still live in a college town with lots of people that you know love to drink.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to pass up.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. That being said, today I started working on job shit.
Yeah, see, it's actually fairly easy to wake up, kind of get yourself in a habit, I think, where you just make job hunting your job.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up a little bit early, you actually set your alarm, you get up, and you sit down at your desk or whatever the fuck, and you just work at it
right.
for a couple hours straight until you feel like you accomplished something. Yeah. You know, and it's funny, you would think that that would eventually yield results. It didn't for me.
No. It's, well,
I had to eventually acquire a job through a contact.
I need to start applying for jobs. I got to stop jerking off. Today I realized my cock is starting to hurt because I've been jerking off so much.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
like,
as
soon as you get a boner, it already hurts, and you're like, fuck.
Yep.
I've probably been there.
That was this afternoon. I got hard and was like, oh, fuck.
I probably need to throttle back a little bit.
Yeah.
You get to that point where nothing's really even coming out anymore. You just
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of fluid, and that's it. You're done.
It's just air. It's a cock fart.
Well, this morning I threw one, and that's exactly what it was. Just like dribbled out. And then later in the afternoon, it was like a monster load. It was really weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah, it's never happened.
Where'd that
before.
Come from?
I don't know.
How did you manifest that? You know, this could be the science behind creating a pill that makes you shoot huge loads.
Yeah, right?
This could be it.
Maybe it was monster. I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Speaking of jerking off, though, and looking at porn, remember last week when we were all at out to eat after the show and we're drinking and whatnot, and I told you that there's that one porn that's one of my favorites of all time, of that college blonde chick getting banged at the party? It was a college fuck fest video.
Yeah.
And I sent it to y'all just because you guys wanted to see it. Did you guys watch that porn?
Yeah. Wait,
are you talking about the one where she's obviously wasted as fuck and, well, anyways, go on.
Did you watch it, the link I sent you?
I didn't. Did I get a link?
Yeah, I sent it to both y'all.
Oh. I don't know the one you're talking about, but
I watched
it's pretty solid.
It's like a really hot blonde chick at a party. Who's the one who sent me a text? It was like, I like how you can see the release forms like in the background.
Well, like the camera, I don't know, they bring the camera back and above them you can see a huge banner for a crowd release form. And then it like cuts back to the crowd and they're like, yeah, I was like, wow, that's
the
cool,
one thing that I hate about that video, man, is the actual banging that's going on is great. The camera guy, I want to punch in the dick.
Yeah, he's awful.
Because he'll be going on, there's great action happening on screen, and then he'll stop and pan the audience reaction. All the people are like, yeah! And I'm like, well, I've got my dick in my hand and I'm jerking off. I don't need to see a bunch of dudes cheering on to a chick getting plowed on the couch. I want to see the chick getting plowed on the couch. That's what I whipped my dick out for.
And he does it so much that, like, at the beginning of the video, he pulls it back around and he's like, yeah, like, I'm in a porn video. And then by the end, everybody's just like, yeah, like, people are walking away. Like.
Every time they have to, I basically just stop for a second, like, standing there in my bathroom over the toilet, and I'm just like, well, whenever you're ready, asshole.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to bother to skip forward because I could skip forward something awesome. I could miss something fantastic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great video. The chick has a body that just wouldn't quit.
Yeah, huge cans.
Huge cans.
I don't know if those are fake cans or real cans, but the same with all pornos, I don't really give a fuck. I always find it weird when there's these guys who are really adamant about finding porn with natural tits.
Yeah.
As long as the tits look cool, I really don't know what difference it makes.
Yeah, they fooled me. I thought they were real.
Yeah, I would say they were real.
Mm. Ryan, did you watch the video?
I didn't send it to him.
Oh.
If you want, I will.
Tits are cool.
Yeah, tits are cool.
Tits are
huge
cool.
Huge cans.
Yeah.
Those are absolute showcase cans.
Great ass.
Indeed. So, as usual, each week it's about that time. We check in with Andrew and his dating life. Did you bang anybody else lately?
No, but I did go on a date with the chick with the kids.
Oh, you did? You decided to go ahead and... you'd been out with her before, right?
No, but I wanted to make it very apparent to her that, you know, hey, I'm not going to be a dad to your kids or anything like that. And she said she was cool with it.
You seriously said that? In fact, some of the stuff you've sent me that Andrew says to chicks, it's like really ballsy. I'm astounded by it. Do you have that one that you sent me the other day?
Oh, with a chick who... Her profile said 31, and when I talked to her, she was like, I'm actually 40.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. That was a good one. Because, see, if it were me and Andrew's situation and somebody said something like that, I would just immediately stop talking. I would click the block button and be like, well, that's done with that. But Andrew will actually respond and say, like, what the fuck's your problem? Why would you do that?
Yeah, and her profile also didn't have any facial pics or anything, and she was like, maybe I'll send some pics if somebody shows some interest. And I was like, okay, whatever. But, no, she actually was kind of cool, all things considered. I might bang her.
I
told you on Sunday, I went out with a date with, like, she was actually very attractive, but, like, the least interesting woman I have ever had.
Oh, the Marine Ponderosa.
Yeah. God, okay. It was just...
But she was actually hot.
Yeah, she was actually very good.
She wasn't Marine Ponderosa.
No, nothing like that. But, you know, on these dates, usually you ask somebody, like, you know, hey... What do you do for a living? And I usually say like three lines because I know my job's not that interesting. She's a fifth grade teacher, and that was all I got to listen to for like 80 minutes. And the waiter was terrible. He brought me one beer and then didn't come back.
Yeah, it sounds brutal. That whole thing sounds awful, man. I don't envy you on that one. I have to ask, have you ever banged a chick who had a kid before?
No.
Yeah, see, me either. And I'm very curious about this. And if there are any chicks listening, please message us and let me know. Because maybe I'm totally ignorant. But I feel like after you pop out a kid, something has to be fucked up. Something's not going to be the same again. Either with the vag, either there's going to be some kind of Arby's or...
Arby's?
Yeah, you know.
No.
Excess foldage.
Oh, right.
Beef curtains.
I thought you were talking about
maybe
the
not
sauce.
Full-on beef curtains, but just a little bit of Arby's. A little bit of clam hanging on.
Arby's.
I just don't know. You know, a little bit of... Yeah. Or there's going to be like a, if you didn't pop it out the veg, if there's like a C-section scar, either way, I'm like, there's something that's got to be aesthetically noticeable after a girl has a kid, right?
Don't they fix them shits today? Like, Britney Spears had a C-section and you definitely can't tell.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but she could probably afford to have it, then make it where you'd never be able to tell. So I don't know.
I don't know. I was under the impression vaginas bounce back pretty well.
Maybe it does. Maybe it goes back to, fully back to the way it was before. I don't know. I would like to know.
Right. After something that an object that big has got to fuck it up.
Actually, Morgan's going to be by this week also anyway, so but not to be on the show, so we can ask her.
You ask her after your first kid, did your vagina go back to normal?
No, I just want to say, do you know anything about this because you're a girl? No, she's coming to take pictures of us, so. Yeah, if you ever noticed.
Thanks for the heads up, man. I probably would have worn something other than a death metal t-shirt, but
I didn't come up with this until a little earlier today, but there are no pictures of us doing the show ever in our current setup.
In our current setup, no.
Like maybe when the show was in its infancy, but
yeah.
And for all this very well may be, I don't know if you guys know, the last time we ever did the show from this location.
No, it's not true.
How is that not true?
Because I'm living in denial.
All right.
Morgan can run our Snapchat.
Yeah, I guess so.
I suppose she can.
Anyway, I had a story that I was reading that I thought was interesting. A woman had her neighbor's home bulldozed. I don't know. I was just perusing today, and I thought that was kind of fucking interesting. Check this out. Authorities say a Northeast Florida woman who didn't like her neighbors had their mobile home demolished. According to an arrest report, Anna Maria Moreta, Jesus Christ, her name is long, of St. Augustine, told a heavy equipment operator that she owned the trailer and wanted it and its septic tank destroyed. The Florida Times Union reports that St. Johns County Sheriff deputies were called when the trailer's real owner arrived Monday and found the demolition underway. The arrest report says that Moreta Fulch wanted the trailer bulldozed because she thought its occupants were unsavory and she suspected they had broken into her car. She was charged with criminal mischief, a third-degree felony, released on Wednesday on $10,000 bail. I mean, that's kind of fucked up. You got to be a real asshole to bulldoze your neighbor's house, I figured.
I think it's pretty great.
It's a pretty funny ass story, though, that you were actually. Yeah. I had no idea that you could actually convince someone to bulldoze a house when you aren't the owner.
Contractors she had to call before somebody was like, "Oh yeah, you don't need to show me anything proving you own it."
How many people did you have to fucking bamboozle before somebody's like, "Yeah, dude, I'll destroy the shit out of that house. Yeah. Just give me the address."
Somebody somewhere was like, "You have to show me a deed," and there she was like, "No," and somehow got away with it.
Can I call somebody right now and be like, "I think Ryan's parents are fucking chaunches. I want you to go wreck their house." Like that would happen?
I live there. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was her fucking escape plan? Like, how was she going to get out of that?
How are you going to get away with that?
Somebody's going to figure it out.
How does she know for sure no one's even inside?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
How did the bulldoze guy not know anyone was inside?
They probably knocked.
Yeah. Still, I found that pretty fascinating.
It's pretty interesting, Kevin.
Thank you.
Because she doesn't know for sure that they're not home, in theory. And, you know... How are they going to establish that?
Right, the whole thing blew my mind that something like this could actually happen, that you could accomplish something like that. I mean, you'd think that because they're living in a mobile home, maybe they're of a...
Yeah, can you really demolish a mobile home?
But I mean, this lady has to apparently have been pretty fucking clever for a white trash chick.
Couldn't she have just towed it away?
Yeah, it would have been a lot more efficient to just wheel it away.
Yeah, I guess.
Or she could have been a cunt and just like slash the tires on the house.
Ooh.
I mean, there's always that. That's what I would have done.
Maybe yeah, I guess. It's one of
those Katrina-style motorhomes where it's not really going anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't quite send the same message as getting it bulldozed, does it?
No, the bulldozing is pretty legit. That's
Would
pretty
you ever hilarious. Live in a trailer?
No.
I might. The rent's hella cheap.
Yeah, if it was... Yeah. If it was,
you know what? If it was
time,
mobile
like
and I could actually drive it around, I might. But I mean, you know, there's mobile homes that aren't... Like, the mobile-type homes that aren't actually mobile.
Well, most mobile homes come with, like, an engine, right? That you can just, like, turn it on in the front and drive.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I think what you're thinking of is actually an RV, a mobile home.
Right.
I think that is
a stationary, like, trailer style.
That you could technically attach to, like, an 18-wheeler and move somewhere else.
You can tow it away.
I always like, though, when they're driving, you see those driving down the road, and on the back it says, extra wide load.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
You'd prefer it if it's an extra big dick, wouldn't you?
Come on, we're very sophisticated.
I like that. That was... It was a bit too subtle to be laugh out loud funny, but I got what you were saying.
Thanks. Made me chuckle on the inside. That's what's most important.
I was drinking what you were pouring right there.
All right. Would any
that's
of you guys
one. Nice drinking what you're pouring? I like it.
I think you can.
I think we all consider ourselves maybe not Ryan, pretty socially acceptable, pretty adept, pretty. Well, I mean, obviously I am. I'm a charismatic force of nature. But as far as you guys, people who engage on a normal level in society, would you ever consider yourself to be an awkward individual?
On occasion.
Yeah. Would you consider Ryan to be an awkward individual?
Yes.
All right, well, I got a list here of 23 signs you're an awkward individual.
All right.
For all we know, I could be the most awkward person here. I don't mean to put you on blast, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, number one. Your array of weird facial expressions makes people uncomfortable. I will exonerate Ryan on that one. I don't know that he really makes weird facial expressions.
No, he's only got like one.
That was actually my thought as well.
Yeah, I had to agree with Zach on that
Ryan, one. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, this one either. I don't really know a lot of people who have this affliction. Whenever you're in public, you have a unique talent of tripping on air, meaning just being clumsy, falling over. I don't know anybody who does that. No. I don't know that necessarily makes you awkward. I think I know plenty of engaging people who could accidentally trip or something.
Well, if you trip a lot, I could see it being awkward. Typically, it's pretty awkward if somebody trips in public. Have you ever, you've eaten shit in public, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it
sucks. You did not that long ago, didn't you, on campus?
Yeah, I was lucky.
I remember you making status
about it. It was during, like, spring break. Oh, no. Yeah, I tripped and fell on the fucking stairs right after I, like, turned in my graduation papers. I was like, yep, I'm here to graduate. And they're like, cool. And then I turned around and immediately tripped and ate shit on the stairs. It was great. Fucking classic.
All right, do any of you guys fall into this category? Oral presentations are your personal hell.
I think that's the case for a lot of people, whether they're awkward or not.
See, I have to say, not me.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it my personal hell. I can do them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I mean, nobody does.
I don't like them either, but I feel like Zach and I are pretty calm when it comes to this kind of thing. Like, we don't really have any trouble with it.
Yeah.
I think both you guys do, Andrew and Ryan.
I do sales calls, man. I go in and talk to strangers all the fucking time and try and sell them shit.
Yeah, but that's one person.
Not usually. It's usually two or three.
No, all right. Well,
yeah, I never tried to sell
anybody. No need to get defensive.
I might argue that that's harder than just simply presenting information. I don't know. What do you think?
You do present the information, but then you actually have to speak with them to figure out why they might not give you their money.
Yeah, but then you have to convince them.
Exactly.
Otherwise, a presentation class, you can just be like, hey, here's my bullshit.
No, I could just send them some shit over the internet, be like, here, rent some trucks, douche.
Anybody who's listening, text me. Let us know anything you might think is a socially awkward situation.
Really message us on Facebook. These, you said?
No, I've already skipped several of them.
Okay.
Silent elevator rides physically pain you. You know what? I even hate that.
Silent elevator rides?
Yeah.
Why?
Because sometimes I just don't want to strike up a conversation and we'll be standing there. It's kind of weird at my work because I go to the garage, the parking garage where I park, and there'll be somebody walking in with me. And so we get on that elevator and we're riding up and then we get to the lobby level. And then we have to both walk out at the same time and follow each other to the main elevators. And then there's a second elevator ride.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a friendly person, but sometimes it's just somebody that I just really don't want to talk to.
Yeah. You ever been worried about being Dr. Melfeet in the parking lot?
No, I've never worried about being raped in the parking lot of Clear Channel. Thank you.
What'd you say, Dr. Melfeet?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was Sopranos.
Like a shockingly brutal.
Lorraine Bracco's character gets brutally raped in the stairwell of a parking garage.
Yeah. Mm,
that's a really gnarly scene.
Wouldn't it be, you don't think it's more awkward when you're just kind of standing there, you know, at the end of the day, you're tired, you're ready to go home, and some dude is like, well, nice weather we're having, or, you know,
no, I like doing that. I like bullshitting. It makes it go by quicker to me.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That way's more awkward.
You
go meet you in the middle, you ever go get in an elevator and be like, so, what's up? Or how's it going? And then they just don't say anything?
No.
That's the fucking worst.
No.
Oh, that's
awful. I can usually tell almost instantly if there's going to be a click there that, you know, you can.
Yeah.
A lot of times, though, people will use the phone as their ultimate out of any social situation.
Of course.
You get on the fucking elevator, some dude's balls deep in his cell phone, you know that you're not going to say anything to him.
Dude, I do that when I go to the bar by myself because I don't want anybody to say anything to me, and they still do it.
That's true.
It fucking drives me
nuts. I swear,
nuts.
When I go to the bar by myself, I'm a fucking magnet for other patrons just to walk up and start to say something.
Some dude there without his cell phone is going to decide, oh, there's another guy who's by himself. Like, he can't ignore me by talking to somebody else.
It's funny. Every once in a while, it'll happen that it'll be a girl who comes up and, like, randomly start talking to you, but it's never a hot chick. It's always a chick that you're like, why? I just wanted to enjoy my drink, maybe smoke a cigarette, and get the fuck out of here. Mm. Now I'm pretending to be interested in some bullshit that won't even possibly end in sex.
Mm.
I don't think Zach's ever been to a bar by himself.
No.
Jeez, man. You're so unlucky. That's an experience everybody should have.
Oh, I love going to the bar by myself. I still do.
Okay, I morbidly enjoy it, but I will say, usually if I'm doing it, it's because it's like, man, today sucked. You know what? I'm getting shit-faced.
Yeah, but when you actually can go to the bar and not have people annoy you, and you're going to sit and have a drink by yourself and just enjoy your own company in a place that you like, a bar that you're particularly fond of, that's a great feeling. It's very enjoyable.
It is magic, yeah.
It really is. The
problem is you need to go there at like noon on a Tuesday for that to happen.
Pascal is a fucking great place for that, man. Nobody comes up to you there. I never had an encounter there where anybody tried to talk to me. Same at Abbey Inn, except the bartenders will talk to you. And I don't want to talk to the bartender either.
I think this is very...
Like, I'll still tip you, but you don't got to try to be my pal, right? Just fuck off.
There's a very fine line between going to the bar by yourself simply because you feel like it and going to the bar by yourself because you want to make friends.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you remember, a couple Tuesdays ago, you and I and a couple other people went out to, what bar were we at? Eastside? And there was a dude there sitting next to us who was trying to make conversation within our conversation.
What, when I was there?
Yeah, you got up to get a beer or something.
Oh, okay. See, I'm very good in this situation, so there's multiple people, of just pinning it on someone else.
What does that mean?
I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to go take a piss real quick, and then I'll just never come back. And then you're stuck. I love doing that stuff.
Yeah, but if you're by, but, if, fuck, you're, if gotta, you're at a bar by yourself, you're not trying to do that. You're
shit, man, I got to take this call. No, exactly. But I love doing it when the other people are involved.
Right.
Yeah.
But you go to a bar by yourself simply to just have a drink and fuck around on your phone and just, you know.
Yeah. Now, this is not to say that if I'm enjoying the drink by myself and that was my purpose of going, that if a hot chick sits down and starts talking to me, I mean, that's, of course, welcome at any time. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Yeah, I'm always glad.
That happen.
Yeah.
It's always some old dude like twice my age who wants to tell me about the good old days. Like, shut the hell up, man.
Sounds pretty dope.
It happened to me a couple of times at Fry, but both times it was a chick who was smashed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you bang her?
No. I mean, that's one of those situations where even... Okay, I'm not a total scumbag. I'm a little bit of a scumbag. But if I'm, like, reasonably sober and I'm just drinking and a girl that's, like, kind of drunk and smashed and she's hot and, like, talking to me, I don't want to try to fuck her. Like, that's just... That's skeevy to me.
It's a little skeevy.
If she was sat down and she was kind of sober and she and I got kind of drunk together and then went home, like, then I don't feel bad about that.
No, because then you're both hammered.
Oh, right.
Right.
That is totally on the level.
as long as you're both on equal footing.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, now... One of the next things on my list of awkward people, I think Ryan might fit into this one. Small talk, big problem.
Wow.
Small talk, big problem.
You know what?
That's totally accurate.
Yeah, but in some ways, I believe that at a professional capacity, AJ could be good at, you know, doing his sales thing, but I don't know that one-on-one, he's particularly good at small talk.
I don't particularly enjoy it. Unless it's like, well, you know,
no, I don't know anybody really enjoys it.
Like, you and I have known each other for a long time. But everybody on this show, you know, we've got a history. So, yeah, we can bullshit with each other. But, yeah, like, my boss is a few years older than me. He's got a kid and everything. And he tries to be my friend rather than my boss. And I do find it really awkward being in the car with him and trying to just, like, make conversation. I'd rather not.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I feel the same way most of the time. But, no, I don't. When it's a boss, I generally try to be more... engaging and kiss ass a little bit, just so. Yeah.
Well, when it's like the big boss, I try that. But this guy, like, if I respected him more, I probably would try to.
I think our photographer is here. Nope, somebody else. Okay, cool. Heard people coming up the stairs.
You know, you got a couple Asian people living down the hall from you.
Oh nope, oh, I was correct.
Wrong again.
Yeah, I can always hear people coming. Hey, how's it going? Our photographer's here. Everybody remembers Morgan Swan from a couple weeks ago. Absolutely. She's here to take pictures with us. She brought a gentleman friend, too.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're out on a date.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hot.
We'll have her call in next week and find out if he banged her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we have him on the show?
Well, yeah, that'll happen.
Nice.
Okay. Ryan might fit into this one as well.
All right.
You're a first-class avoider.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Ryan?
Maybe you dodge... interacting, conversation, things like that.
Like, in what way? Like,
there we go. Perfect.
You totally avoided answering that question.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not being clear at all with what you're saying exactly.
Okay, there are times when I've considered avoiding. I'm going to give you an example. I was at work one day, and a prominent radio personality who works where I work, I could see him coming from a long way down the hall, and I'm in the same hall, and it's a real long, narrow hall, so I know at some point I'm going to have to pass him. So... My phone is going off, and I'm thinking, like, dude, you know, I could just look at my phone and just totally walk by. But then it went through my head that then it'll be obvious that I'm just avoiding. So I immediately put my phone away and was like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, whatever. But pulling out your phone to avoid having to engage with somebody, that would be avoiding.
I think I've done that before.
You know what? I've probably fucking done that, too.
Pull your phone out to avoid engaging with somebody?
Well, just in general, avoided engaging somebody.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. What I try to avoid, which is really awkward.
I don't think I'm an awkward person, but I've definitely done that.
Whenever I'm out with a friend and they see... This happened a lot more on campus than I think it will in reality. I think you guys can vouch for that. When you're out with a friend and they see somebody that they know, and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on? And they, like, walk over and you're walking with them. And so then you end up, like... in this weird three-person conversation.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
With you, and, with them, and somebody else.
And
they
don't
know.
Introduce you?
Yeah.
And you're like, do I like jump in and interrupt and introduce myself, or just hang back and hope that this will all be over soon?
It was great. Last semester, I got really well-known amongst some of my friends for when that would happen, I would literally just walk off. I wouldn't say anything. I'd just be like, all right, and it would just take off. And they'd call me, like, where the fuck did you go? I'd be like, dude, I went home. Like, I want nothing to do with that situation. That's awful. That's the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't know. It's just easier. And they never say anything. They never notice that you took off. They're just like, oh, where'd you go? It's like, yeah, see, like, there was no place for me there.
Who cares? You faded into obscurity flawlessly.
Exactly.
So no one should have an issue with
that. I'm like a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, I've ghosted it many times.
Really?
I know oh, absolutely. By the way, the last one I wanted to talk to on signs that you're an awkward individual, and I just thought it was funny because it relates to a past cast member.
Yeah.
Number 15, you worship Jennifer Lawrence.
Ouch.
Come
I
on. How could I not mention that one?
About.
How could I not mention that, though?
Yeah, no.
Come on, AJ, go ahead. What did you say?
I don't want
to. You want to say it? You don't want to say it?
A past cast master, member might have said, Jennifer Lawrence, fuck the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. That I did forgot happen. About that.
It was very awkward and uncomfortable.
It was very, very
okay.
It was, bizarre.
Bizarre, like, pseudo-rapey thing. That,
we said that about Johnny Depp, too. I mean,
on that note, we're at 30. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. We got tons of stuff coming up after this. Lots of stuff to talk about. News with Zach. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to The Status Bro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back here on The Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined, as always, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our producer.
Hey.
And that was a very, very nice, very relaxing, recuperating 14-hour break we just took.
Yeah, it was nice.
Actually, it wasn't at all. I slept like shit because I got fucking hammered because I was all stressed about last night's shenanigans. For, yeah. I mean, anybody who watched the Ustream saw the whole show.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah. But, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, our second half last night was completely fucked.
That's true.
For what, somehow it deleted, and I don't know how that happened.
Uh-huh.
So we re-recorded it. We did another second half, and right. I was sloppy drunk because I was already in post-show party mode.
Right. I had a good buzz going.
Once I realized that, you know, I had to fucking redo it. But, yeah, that somehow, the mics ended up getting crisscrossed, and we're all on the same track, and it got all fucked. So here we are. We're back doing a middle-of-the-day show. It's been a long time since we did that.
Yeah, we haven't done a midday show in a long time. I don't think we've ever done a midday second half. This is pretty new for us.
I don't think we ever did a second half that wasn't at the same time.
Yeah, no.
We never went back and redid another half.
But it'll be okay. This will be good.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel confident about this. Ryan, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Nice.
Good. Hey, raise the mic up a little bit. It's so funny. Like, I'm unbelievably paranoid today about that this is going to get fucked up somehow.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I was double-checking the
Zach, talk louder. I'm like, make sure you're getting on
really?
There. Yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah, dude, that was good. That was good. That I heard.
I think this is going to be the clearest I've ever sounded.
Yeah?
It might be. It might be.
Maybe you should use the headphones. Might make you feel better.
No, because then I won't be able to hear y'all talking.
Right.
But earlier, I was shitting. I've shit like 3 times today.
You did?
Yeah, I went to that Mongolian barbecue for lunch.
After the hot wings last night, that must have been quite a stir.
Yeah, it was bad.
Chicken
well,
nuggets.
I never get a satisfying dump after we go to Applebee's.
No?
No. I don't know why. You'd think like that kind of food would give you... I mean, I just never do the next day. Do you?
No? You never shit the next day?
I always do, and it's like... It's one of those shits that's not quite the Hershey's, but it's also not a normal dump, where like my stomach kind of hurts, and like some of it's liquid, but some of it's solid. I don't know, man. Oh, yeah. It's gross.
Mine always comes out like a chocolate smoothie. It's fucking nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like like soft serve?
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Okay.
Jell-O pudding.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think soft serve's better.
Definitely.
Okay. I mean, it almost even comes out shaped like that.
But it's so messy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dude, my brother had one of the most unbelievably amazing dumps one time. I hate when he sends me pictures of his poop, which he does a lot.
Yeah.
One time he had a dump that looked exactly like a dildo.
No way.
I'm not even kidding. It was a log, like, with the head and everything. It was really weird. He's like, you have to look at this poop because it looks like a dildo. And I was like, what the fuck? And then one time he shit and it was like a figure eight, but it was in the toilet sideways. So he posted it on Facebook as infinity poop.
Just never stops.
Yeah, I don't know why he felt the need to post it on Facebook, but I still thought it was funny. But
that's
man, he had one, the craziest one I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like the way you'll squeeze like icing out of a tube?
Yeah.
And the output of the tube will almost be in the shape of like a star? Like it's like textured, like the way it comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like you can picture it around a cake. Like his poop came out like that somehow. In fact, John, if you're listening and you still have that picture, please send it to me because I found it really, really interesting. I mean, also really, really disgusting. But
really
anyway, you're still talking too quiet.
Is your brother's asshole shaped like a Star of David?
I don't think so. As far as I know, his fucking asshole is tip top. That's why it makes no sense
to me. Like a pentagon, hexagon? octagon?
I don't know. I've never seen his cornhole.
I guess. Well, I figured you could judge by the diameter of the shit at various locales.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, his asshole fluctuates a lot. Apparently, there are many forms. Anyway, while I was pooping, I came across this article that I thought was interesting.
Mm.
I got it from Interesting Things Daily. I get a lot of stuff from that
That's interesting.
Facebook page, by the way. Yeah. Two twins separated at birth, grew up, and married each other. To me, I've actually had almost an illogical, irrational fear about something like this happening to me in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Well, like, what if I banged a girl and like it turned out somehow she was the love child of one of my parents and I banged my sister?
That would bother you?
Yes, that would bother me. Why would that not bother me? How would that not bother you?
Well, it didn't bother you when you were about to bang her. I mean, you didn't know, but I mean, you still had feelings for her at the time, right?
I guess.
So, I mean, what the fuck? Things happen. Mistakes can be made.
But that's a pretty bad one. I mean, I would think that's almost life-ending.
There's definitely some psychological effects that come with that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how you recover from that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the article says, these twins were separated at birth, married each other without realizing they were brother and sister. It was revealed today. When the unnamed couple realized the shocking truth about their relationship, they had their marriage annulled at a secret high court hearing, which the damage is done, man. If you stuck your dick in your sister, there's no coming back from that. You may as well stay married.
Lots of therapy.
You're done.
Yeah.
A judge ruled the union was legally invalid, naturally. I mean, no judge is going to be a dick and be like, I can't annul this marriage.
Just be a total asshole.
You would be a total asshole.
Yeah.
The couple's plight was revealed by the former Liberal Democrat MP Lord Alton, who is fighting for children to have greater rights to know the identity of their biological parents. The peer who raised the twins' story during a House of... Wait, what is this? The peer who raised the twins' story during a House of Lords debate on the Human Fertilization of Embryology Bill said, I learned of this heartbreaking story from the High Court judge who dealt with the case. See, that's what I was wondering. Like, how did they actually ever find out about this?
Wait, what's heartbreaking about it that they were brother and sister, or that they got a divorce?
Obviously that they're fucking brother and sister, smartass.
I don't know. This is a human study embryology shit. Who knows what they're into?
Well, I guess it is kind of tragic, too, that you got married, and it's like, well, that's fucked.
It does kind of suck.
I mean, yeah, you're...
Probably had a really good thing going. Maybe. About having kids and whatnot.
Yeah, they may... I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm going to boost y'all's mic a little bit.
You are super paranoid, getting on my nerves.
I want the fucking show to sound good. I feel like... I don't mean to sound arrogant or anything, but I feel like it was running like a finely oiled machine for a while.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have any fucking problems.
This is definitely a setback.
Well, every once in a while, man, something will pop up that just fucks everything up, and it's a huge mess.
It typically blows. It's okay. We roll with the punches here. That's how we do things.
All right. Well, it says here, it was only after they married, according to Lord Alton, that they became aware of the appalling truth and sought to have their union dissolved. Marriages can be annulled in cases where there is prohibited degree of... what the fuck is that word?
Prohibited degree of consanguinity?
I guess, yeah.
If anybody knows what that means, message us, because I certainly fucking don't.
I guess, you know, a blood relationship.
Yeah, consanguinity. Huh.
Still, man, that's fucking nuts.
What are the odds?
The odds have to be astronomical. I mean, this would never happen.
Yeah.
Is all I can figure.
Huh.
I mean, this is kind of weird to think, well, you've only banged one girl. I guess it's more possible that I fucked, you know, a sibling at some point. Who knows? Even if it was a cousin, if it was any kind of blood relative, that's devastating.
I guess there's never noticed that they look similar?
Yeah, maybe they just don't look alike. Hey, I got a picture if you guys want to see.
I thought you said they were twins.
I don't think they're not identical twins.
Oh, okay.
Well, even they're a man and a woman. How could they be identical fucking twins?
That can happen. I think.
You know what's kind of weird? The chick's pretty hot. I mean, I think she's pretty cute. Not bad, right?
Dude, that's weird. That's weirding me out. He's got his arm around her, like.
Yeah, he banged her, man. I'm sure she.
He banged her.
He probably had his wiener in her mouth, all kinds of stuff.
Mm, boy,
think about that. Could you ever even give your sister a kiss on the cheek again after something like that?
No, there'd be no more family reunions.
No, that's a horror story. It really is. In fact, that's a good idea for a horror movie.
You banging your sister?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
A psychological thriller, maybe, would be a better...
The consanguinity.
Yeah, that would be the name of the movie.
So, would it be a better story if they stayed together instead of getting a divorce?
No.
No?
It's way too fucked up if they stay together. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It's fucked up either way.
Yeah, it's fucked up either way, but I mean, staying together makes it worse, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I thought that was a very good story.
Hmm.
Also... This is something I'm surprised didn't pop up in your news when we did news last night, which we'll be doing again. That's the beauty of it. And you know what the best thing about you doing your news again today is?
What?
I don't remember any of it from last night. I got kind of drunk before the second half last night.
It's going to be just as bad, I promise.
Apparently, Morgan thought the second half was great.
Yeah, it was
the first time we did it.
Well, yeah, we had our documentarian friend on.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude.
Is that what he did? I don't Dude, I don't remember anything that guy said.
Jesus, Kevin.
I don't even remember talking to him. I grilled him, didn't I?
Yeah.
I asked him all kinds of inappropriate shit.
Yeah, about his virginity and if he ever done anal.
Oh, yeah, I asked him about mud on the helmet.
Yeah.
Is that the guy who said something about peeing poop?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
He said you piss out a turd.
That's yeah. Hilarious. That's not funny.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
He had a fucking hand motion like a car dealer pointing to a camera. It pissed out a turd. Like what the?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should have painted me a picture because I'm not seeing it. But I'm surprised you didn't find this one story about the porn star who had her bank account shut down by Chase because they found out she was a porn star.
Fuck you, dude.
That's true.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, that really happened.
Dude, I told you that story like 3 weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. We were sitting at Eastside. I was like, yeah, I found a story for the show, but I didn't find a good source for it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, I was going to say, well, we didn't talk about it on the show.
No.
Well, I forget a lot of stuff that happens off the air.
Of course.
I forget a lot of stuff that happens on the air, too.
That's true.
But the good thing about stuff that's on the air is I will go back and listen to it 6 or 7 times, so I almost remember everything that's been said on the air.
All right, well, tell us about this porn star.
All right. I already blew it away. I have to bring it back up again because I felt like an asshole. I immediately shut it down. I'm like, fuck, I used one of Zach's stories.
Nah, that's cool.
But you never talked about it on the show.
I never did.
Oh, that's why you were like, fuck you, dude.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't find a good source, but I did talk to you about it, and you were like, wow, that would be great for the show. What's the source? And I was like, there really isn't one. You're like, oh, well, then can't use it.
Yeah.
If you found something solid, then
Leighton
fuck it.
Benton claims her bank closed her account without warning because she does porn, which this has to be really fucked up, right?
Yeah.
You're an asshole for doing that.
It's true.
Why does the bank care where you make your money?
Yeah, porn
I would think Hooers could have a
business.
Bank account, too.
They do, of course.
Yeah.
They can't keep it all in their bras.
No. Benton and several other porn stars have gone public with claims that Chase has been closing their bank accounts for no reason. She says the bank told her that they were closing her account because it's a risk, but never explained further. I don't see how it's a risk for the bank.
I don't know.
In fact, I would say a porn star would be a great client for a bank.
Maybe some teller got fucking AIDS off a bill sometime.
Maybe.
They were handling bills without wearing gloves and got an STD.
What, somebody got the herp from handling a bill?
Who knows?
She sat down with Fox 411 to discuss whether she believes that it is her profession as a porn star that led to her account closure. Honestly, I do, blah, blah, blah. Who really cares? The point is that it happened.
Well, yeah, if I was in that industry and that happened, I would too. Why the fuck else would they do it?
Yeah.
It's not like she was dealing, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Yeah, maybe she got some dirty drug money or something in there, but they certainly don't have enough. They can't be enough evidence there to warrant actually shutting down your account other than, well, you're a porn star and that makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, you eat dick for a living, so we just can't take your money.
Total bullshit.
You can't keep your money here.
Hey, eating dick is legitimate living.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a legitimate living.
I imagine at some point I'll end up doing it.
Speaking of the porn industry, it's kind of weird now that there's that no condom rule. Or I mean, you have to wear a bag now in all porn that's shot in the U.S.
I thought it was just in California.
Maybe it is just in California, but that's where everybody shoots all the porn.
It's true.
No, I think it's in the U.S.
Is it?
Maybe.
Either way, nobody's going to fucking listen to that.
I think they are.
Bullshit.
But I have to wonder, does that matter to you guys?
You'll see no bag porn for years to come, dude.
But, I mean, does it make a difference to you when you're watching a porn whether there's a bag or not?
Of course.
You hate it, right?
Yes.
It automatically makes it a little less cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a porn with a condom.
You gotta be shitting me, dude. I've seen lots of porn.
I have. Dude, money shots don't exist with a condom. The guy's gotta, like, rip it off.
Oh,
like,
yeah, hold it's on. So gross, yeah.
Wind it down his cock while a chick lays there.
No, the condom thing is awful.
Yeah.
How, you really never came across a porn where the guy was wearing a hat. Now, sometimes they'll try to they'll disguise it. They'll have, like, flesh-colored condoms or, like, pink ones that try to they try to pull one over on you, but you can tell. You can tell.
Yeah, you're not fucking fooling anybody.
Yeah. But there's always lots of jump cuts when it comes to porn, so sometimes I think they cut out the actual taking the condom off.
Yeah.
You don't always have to see that.
I like that part.
No. You said you never saw porn with a condom.
I mean, that's
cool. I prefer long take porn. I like it when they don't have a whole lot of cuts.
Yeah, I do too. Because I'm wondering, like, what really happened there?
Yeah, when they cut in between.
What happened?
Like, yeah, they're banging, and then suddenly they change positions. It's like, was there, like, a lunch break
in there?
Was
there an incident or
something?
Yeah,
like, what happened?
Was there a lunch break?
Did he break his cock off? Like, who knows?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You have to be sleeveless in porn because you want to be able to relate to the character, and it just makes it more fun.
It's true.
Every once in a while, there'll be a porn that I was really into that's really cool, and they start banging, and the guy has a bag on, and I'm just like, you know what? I'll deal with it.
Yeah. If I don't have to wear a condom when I'm jerking off, I don't think people in the porn that I'm jerking off have to wear a condom.
The best thing on porn sites, though, and you have to love this too, is when you can just drag the clicker over to like the thumbnail for the video, and it gives you like... like cuts through and shows you like a little preview. I love that. Now, if I'm doing that and I see that there's a condom in the video, I may be like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, Bang Bus was always a site that I liked. Mm-hmm. Only because it's a nostalgic thing for me.
Bang Bus?
It really takes me back to the days when I first started looking at porn. And Bang Bus was like a new thing.
Right.
So yeah, I still like to check out Bang Bus. But Bang Bus almost always wear condoms.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've never noticed that. I haven't watched a whole lot of Bang Bus. Bang Bus. I watched a lot of Bang Brothers.
One of the weirdest things that ever happens in porn is when you see a girl start giving a guy a beej with a condom on. I'm just like, ew, God, that just grosses me out so bad.
Yeah.
Because condoms are just gross. Who knows what's on them? They're always wet with something. And I'm like, I don't know what this stuff is, but I don't want to know. I'm just going to kind of pretend not. You can always smell it, too. Like, it just smells like rubber. It's gross.
I know I brought it up on the show before, but I remember we had that conversation about, like, who the fuck would give a guy a blowjob when he's wearing a condom?
Yeah.
But that's porn. Well, who the fuck else would do it? Like, that explains it. Yeah, whores and porn.
Yeah.
People doing it for money.
Definitely.
There's no other reason to do it.
I was listening to Howard Stern and Eric the Midget, you know, the little guy.
The actor midget?
Yeah, Eric the actor midget. He went to the Bunny Ranch in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place where they have a bunch of hot whores and you can pay top dollar to bang chicks.
Right.
He went out there and Howard was asking him all the deets and he got a blowjob with the condom on. Really? Now, that's a place, I mean, if you're a whore, I can imagine, you know, slipping a condom on before you blow a guy. But I would not want to get blown with a condom on.
No.
It's just not going to do me. I'd rather just get a tuggy.
Right. I'd rather not get blown.
Right. If I was going to bang a chick at the Bunny Ranch, which I wouldn't do, but I would wear a bag. Of course. I mean, that's terrifying. But I think they're pretty safe there. Anyway, we got to do our bizarre food. We don't have that much time this week, because you have to remember, we don't have a second half hour to toy with.
Right. This is strictly a half hour.
Ryan, I wanted you to look up on your phone, look up if dog food is safe to eat for humans.
Didn't we already do that?
No. We did cat food. But cat food is made better than dog food.
Oh, no.
Really?
Is it really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Cats are much more picky. Cats have to eat fancy shit. Dogs will eat fucking anything, man.
Are we talking like
dogs will eat their own shit. They don't really have to make it that...
Are we talking hard food or soft food?
We're talking wet food, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I almost prefer the kibbles and bits.
Well, yeah, I thought about getting something like that. And I'm going to do a game soon, like we did before, where you have to roll a dice and you get a punishment, where you do waxing, you eat a dog treat, or you do a mouse trap, or you get tased.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tasing is the worst, but I wanted to get like a box of dog treats, and then I'm like, wait, fuck, we already have the Beggin' Strips. That'll be our dog treats. What?
The first thing that comes up on Yahoo Answers is dog food safe to eat? I don't have any money for food. I don't have any money for food, so is it safe to eat dog food?
Okay,
there's some desperate people.
I don't know why
you
laughed at that. That's just very sad. But Ryan, will you fix that for him?
Yeah, good lord.
Put the clamp back on because our whole fucking mic just came up. Apparently, nothing fucking works around here anymore. I'm gonna grab the food though. I want to read about it. All
right.
I think it's funny, by the way. Like, even if that is true, like, why would you post it online?
I did a lot of research for the cat food, and a lot of the people who wrote that they would eat cat food would be like, yeah, there's times where money was tight, and you know, and I just kind of like it. There are also a lot of people who developed a taste for it who just really liked it. And they're like, I like to eat cat food a lot. I just want to know, is this harmful to my body? And a lot of doctors and shit responded. They're like, it probably should only be an occasional indulgence, but you should be okay.
Yeah,
don't eat it every day. Like, don't wake up and have a cat food sandwich and then have a can of Fancy Feast for dinner.
They
like,
said that about McDonald's, too, but I mean, we do that anyway, so yeah. Who gives a fuck?
All right, well, I wanted to get the grossest food that I could find, naturally.
Okay.
And I wanted it to be cheap, of course. This was 49 cents.
How much?
49 cents.
49 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
It's chicken and liver.
You can't get a stick of gum for 49 cents.
Dude, it's in savory juices.
What the fuck is in that?
You want to know what's in it?
Well, besides chicken and liver, of course.
All right.
Liver blows, dude.
Somebody send me a message.
Is
not
it show-related?
Oh.
Supposed to phase those out. Come on, we're recording.
Right, my sister's talking about her boyfriend's dog, and he apparently will eat his shit and other dogs' shit. So, I mean, dogs will eat pretty much anything is what we could, you know.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Yeah.
Not shit anyway.
No, shit is where I'll draw the line on bizarre foods.
No shit.
Go ahead, Ryan.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Is it safe?
I mean, it's saying that it's made from bottom of the line.
Right.
So, like, stuff that won't pass FDA guidelines.
Right. I mean, it's quite possible that we'll end up with, like, a parasite.
I really don't want to eat this.
No, come on. Don't be a pussy.
Come on. That sounds awful, dude.
All right. Here's what's in it. Water sufficient for processing.
Oh, no.
Meat byproducts. Chicken poultry byproducts. Liver. Calcium carbonate. Guar gum. Something I can't even pronounce. A couple things I can pronounce. Salt. Natural flavoring, And then all kinds of like vitamins and shit. It doesn't sound that bad. Nutritional information. Paws Premium Gourmet Foods. For dogs, with chicken and liver and savory juices is formulated to meet the nutritional levels established by the AAFCO dog food nutrient profiles. For maintenance, yeah, I don't know, man. But you know what? If it wasn't safe to eat for humans, they would have to smack some kind of a warning on this bitch.
What? Does it not say if you're a human, don't eat this?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, then it must be good.
We're not gonna die from eating a bite. Are we?
I know, E. coli and shit. Mad cow disease.
How strong is your immune system, Kevin?
I'm a young guy. I would hope pretty solid. You want to open it up and at least take a look?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I feel like we're total pussies if we bail out on it completely, though. I really don't want to get any of this on my fucking carpet because it has to be grotesque.
I hope it squirts all over your shirt or some shit.
Oh, my God, dude. This is bad.
Oh, it just looks like meat pate.
It actually looks a lot like the potted meat.
It looks a lot like the potted meat.
You're not going to try a bite?
You got a couple crackers?
No.
Mm.
I was going to do... Ooh, I can already smell it, though.
Hey, let me get a whiff.
It smells like fucking dog food, man.
It smells like the potted meat. So it smells like the meat.
I thought it smelled like the cat food.
But it's not high quality stuff.
Look, Zach, this is what separates the men from the boys here, you know?
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the Status Bro Show. What do you think?
We're having issues with this mic clamp.
Yeah, I know. I'll fix it later.
All right, cool.
As long as we can get it, keep it fine for the next 10 fucking minutes, then yeah, I'll gladly fix it after the show.
Give me a spoon.
Yeah, me too. Ryan, grab us a couple of spoons.
Mm. Ryan, you should grab one for yourself.
We get a plate as well to put it on. For anyone who's watching the Ustream, if you'll message me, do you think this is safe? Because we really don't know.
It's probably not.
Yeah, but one little... I mean, maybe if I ate a whole thing of it, I might be a little bit at risk. But come on, one bite?
A little bite, yeah.
I'll take a little bite.
A little bite.
And then we'll do a little bit of Zach's news. Since
even if it's good, I don't want to do two bites. I don't want to risk it.
Yeah, but the potted meat was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you and I ate the whole can.
Yeah, but I think we did. Oh, shit, Ryan got himself a spoon.
Oof.
Well, in that case, Ryan's got to go first.
Well, usually you and I go at the same time. And we shouldn't make Ryan go first.
Yeah, well, there's no other co-host. We can't go both at the same time.
What do you mean we can't go both at the same time? Yeah, Zach, why don't you go first then?
All right, well, here. Flip it out onto that plate.
Oh, I was going to say just put it on the spoon.
Oh, okay. You can do that too.
I just wanted to put the meat on the plate so that it didn't get anywhere.
Right.
Dude, there's like a layer of gel over it.
Mm, boy.
My sister says, I think you'll be fine. People ingest lake water, mud, all kinds of shit. That's a good point. We ingest all kinds of crazy shit. We should be okay. This may be... What do you think is the worst bizarre food we ever had? I know what I think, hands down.
Hmm.
The preserved duck egg. That literally tasted like fucking diarrhea, man. I'm not kidding.
No, it didn't.
I thought so.
It was bad.
It had like a rotten egg type quality.
And you only ate one part. You didn't even eat the whole thing.
No, I only had a little bit.
Oh, God, it does have a layer of gel.
Zach, did you eat any of the yolk of the preserved duck egg?
I ate the whole thing in one shot. You remember?
No.
I popped the whole egg and ate
it. You ate a whole egg?
Yeah, in one go. I didn't tear it apart or anything.
Dude, that's balls from the walls.
I should almost exempt you from
this whole fucking... I didn't realize you did that. I should go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, I was standing over the sink, and this might be the closest I've ever come to puking on the show.
Do you remember what episode that was?
No.
Me either.
Yeah. I have pictures from it. Well,
what do you think is the worst thing we ever ate?
The shot of juice from the... preserved pork
the
fat
pig skin?
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. That was the worst for me.
I don't think that was that bad.
Hands down, awful.
Didn't one time we did a shot, I had a jar of just fish juice.
Yeah. That was bad,
I thought that was really bad.
Yeah.
I also thought the squid jerky was really fucking disgusting just because of how fishy it was.
Ryan, you have anything to say?
Wait, Ryan is going first?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to go for it. All right.
All right, hold on. While he's eating that, let me fix this fucking clamp. You guys are pissing me off.
It's pretty fine. It's on there.
Just tighten it up, man. You ready?
No, not really.
You're not excited?
No. All right.
There you go.
Gauging his reaction, it doesn't look that bad, but Ryan's a tough guy to get a read on.
Thoughts?
It's not bad.
Not bad. All right. Bad.
Describe the flavor to us.
Now he's getting a drink.
Oh, all right.
Like the cat food.
Wait, Ryan ate the cat food?
I guess so.
Did we eat the cat food two times?
No, we only had one can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't remember that he
twice.
Ate that, though.
Me neither.
Did I really put the screws to him on that one to really put the pressure on?
Possibly.
I may.
All right,
here, I'll hold his feet to the fire sometimes.
So what's up in the wide, wide world of Kevin?
Not a whole lot, man. Why don't you tell me about this fucking Comic Palooza bullshit or whatever you were telling me before
the
show?
I'm trying to eat a bizarre food. Yeah, a while back, my girlfriend asked me to go to this Comic Palooza thing in Houston. I've always wanted to go to Comic-Con, so I was like, all right, well, it's not the same, but, you know, it's kind of close.
You guys go to some other convention, too, each year, don't you?
No, not anymore. We used to.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
But, yeah, same thing. Very similar. Comics and shit. And so, yeah, I've always... You know, I always kind of enjoy going to those things, at least for a day, never for a whole weekend. And so she asked me to go, and every time she asked, it was like every couple of weeks for the past year.
Yeah.
I was always like, yeah, okay, you know, maybe. Yeah, sure, why not? You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be doing at the end of May in my life, but, you know, sure, why not? I'll say I'll go. And then a couple of weeks ago, she told me her cousin's starting to get really into that kind of stuff, you know, nerd culture and whatnot. And she kind of wanted him to go, and I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And she said, you still want to go? I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess. And then this week, she told me, hey, I picked up tickets for me and my cousin. Not me.
Does that piss you off that you got excluded? It's like you didn't really care, you were indifferent, but now you're like, fuck,
exactly.
Dude.
I didn't care before, but now that I'm not going, it matters. And so, yeah, but I'm okay with it.
How are things on the whole with you and Christine?
Okay, I guess.
How's the sex life?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the last time you banged?
About a month ago.
Oh, okay. Wait, yeah. I think we actually discussed this last night when we did the second half the second time.
Yeah, things are a little rocky. I'm not going to get into specifics. We only had a few minutes left. I'm trying to eat the pot of meat, but...
Oh, damn it. That was a good conversation we had last night,
too. It
was
an awful conversation.
I really enjoyed it.
You don't even remember it.
Yeah, but I remember the gist of it.
Okay.
I remember the broad strokes.
Yeah.
And the broad strokes are great. So next week, we're going to talk about this some more.
Maybe next week we'll discuss
All right. I'll let you enjoy your delicious treat there.
All right.
Excuse me.
Oh man, you can like you can hear the spoon like cutting through the shit.
It actually does look a little bit like shit.
That's pretty bad.
When you were saying that your dump comes out like soft serve, it's probably a similar consistency.
There's
to
a
that.
Big hunk of some kind of red meat in there that I didn't get to. That's like buried.
But the consistency does kind of look like a dump. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely
for sure. Oof. I mean, that kind of looks like a spoonful of shit.
Boy.
Yeah. You say that every time before you eat a bizarre food, by the way.
It's because I'm never looking forward to it.
You're always just stalling.
Yeah. It's everything a growing boy needs.
Yeah, put it in your mouth, bitch. Like, he actually had a much worse face than Ryan. But keep in mind, Zach and I a lot of times end up liking this gross shit. I thought the cat food was okay. I thought the potted meat was downright delicious.
That is a step down from potted meats.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Let me try.
I'm not a fan.
You know what? I'm usually drunk when I do this, too, which kind of sucks. Dude. I'm stone cold sober pretty much right now. I mean, I'm having a beer, but, you know.
Man, beer never tastes so good.
Oh, dude, I see what you mean, though. Yeah. That piece of, like,
whatever
oh
the fuck
God.
That is.
There's gel. Gel at the top.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. Yeah, it is gelatinous over the top.
Yeah.
It's clearly separated.
You hear it?
Oh, the sound is really gross. But yeah, I've definitely had poops that were very, very similar consistency.
Yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
my stomach is not liking this.
Oh, come on. You had a little itty bitty bite.
I'm trying to get the gelatinous.
You're sipping a Taco Bell Fanta. You're
no,
fine.
Like, my stomach does not feel well.
I'm oh, that's your me. Fucking imagination.
Ooh, Kevin got it. Did you get a big bite?
Was it sticking out of you? Yeah.
Let me see. Ooh.
That last bite is upsetting Ryan's vagina.
Oof.
You're right. That's too much.
I think we have some Midol here if you need.
Yeah, exactly.
That
whatever that chunk is in there, don't fucking touch that. See, Kevin doesn't stall at all. He just goes for it. I envy him.
Fuck both of you. That's fucking horrible.
It's pretty bad.
Dude, that is not like the cat food.
No.
That is not like the potted meat.
No.
That fucking tastes like shit.
Yeah.
And it's funny that it says on the thing in savory juices. It is so unsavory.
No.
A little salt might make it better.
No.
I mean, dude, that was fucking horrible. That was really, really gross.
Yeah, it's
I was
dogs.
Expecting it to not be bad at all.
Yeah, me too.
That was horrible, dude. I'll take cat food any
the
goddamn day.
The cat food
day.
Was way better.
Any day.
Yeah. The cat food had rice in it and, like, actual chunks of chicken. This is, like, gelatinous mass. Who fucking knows?
And I'm inclined to believe that those red chunks in there are the liver.
You're probably right. Either way, I totally dodged around that shit. Did you eat any of it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
I fucking didn't.
You probably did inadvertently.
Oh, yeah.
No, dude, that was really fucking gross. As far as the taste, it It was very bland.
Yeah, it was awful.
I can't really describe the kind of taste. It's a very mealy, gamey. I don't know what flavor they're going for. I mean, it has like some kind of a meat aftertaste type, but dude, like I said,
it reminds me of the potted meat, but in like the texture, but like,
but no, the potted meat though wasn't slimy and didn't have chunks in it.
Good point.
And this potted meat was very salty.
Yeah.
If someone didn't tell me it was potted meat and like I was at a party and they had that on a cracker and ate it, I would be like, wow, dude, this is really fucking good.
Yep.
I'd probably chow the fuck down on that.
I think we agreed. Out of all the foods, like, if you were trapped in your apartment and had to eat something,
oh yeah,
potted meat would be the first to go.
Well, we talked about like in the zombie apocalypse or something. If people like fighting over food or whatever, I would secretly be like, yeah, sure, I'll take the potted meat, you know? If nobody else wants it, you know, being like, fuck you guys, you don't even know how good this shit is.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it probably lasts for fucking ever. That shit probably has a shelf life of 17 years or something.
What else was good? The pickled sausage.
I can't get this fucking taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wait, pickled sausage?
Yeah, I remember it was sausage in some kind of sauce or whatever.
It's probably still in my fucking fridge.
That stuff was pretty good, too. I remember we had that, and you were like, this stuff isn't half bad either.
I've been pleasantly surprised many times that was not one of them.
No. That was disappointing.
Oh, God, and like it's stuck in my retainer.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
Mm.
That was really fucking disgusting. Now I remember why we don't do bizarre foods anymore.
Yeah.
We got pickled pig's feet for you next week, though, we're probably going to eat.
No fucking way.
Dude, why wouldn't you do that? It's not that bad.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Before we started this half, you were like, I would never do that.
I was lying. Now it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, right.
If I was drunk, I would do it.
Yeah, and you're drunk every show.
So let's do it.
Fuck you.
AJ will do it.
Yeah, AJ will do it. AJ's an animal when it comes to bizarre food.
I thought pickled pig's feet, though, were almost something that you just give to pets as like a treat.
I thought it was something
I don't even
you
know if that's
like,
meant for human consumption.
You put in like a...
Oh, no, I'm thinking
to
a
get
pig's
like
ear.
To get some kind of like soup broth going, you drop it in there and then you strain it out.
I think you're right, but how do we eat it? Do you have to nibble off of it like a rib?
I don't think you're supposed to eat it. That's the thing. It's not meant for consumption.
Well, neither is fucking dog food for not meant for people, but...
Yeah, but it didn't have a thing on it. It didn't say you couldn't eat it. So.
No, it didn't. It would have to have some kind of warning if it would hurt you.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like it would.
I think it's... You know,
it's giving me peace of mind, Zach. Ooh, my stomach doesn't feel so hot either.
You don't have to put a warning on shit that's common sense.
Yeah, you're kind of right about that. Maybe we're just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Look, on that note, we're over an hour, though, so I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Mm.
We got tons of stuff to get to for you next week. Zach will have some brand new news for you. We got a game coming up. Maybe some pickled pig's feed. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
Producer Ryan.
Thanks, world.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.